From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The public market stayed largely flat on Tuesday. Sensex was marginally up, while Nifty fell by 0.15%. Linde India, an industrial gas giant, did better than the market indices yesterday. Its shares were up by 1% on the day. In the past 2 months, the company's share price has surged by 50% as investors have anticipated a windfall from Linde's parent company announcing multiple deals to supply gas in India. As India gears up to try and become a hub for semiconductor manufacturing, there are some unanswered questions regarding Linde's India business. Linde's parent company, which is listed in the US, has announced the proposed business deals in India. Investors assume that these businesses would be carried out by the company's India arm. However, Linde hasn't provided any clarity over this matter at all, reports Nehal Chaliawala. This is an odd case of a parent company being at odds with the regional unit, and millions of retail shareholders might get hurt as a result. A few weeks ago, Elon Musk appeared pumped to come to India. He was going to meet the Prime Minister, as officials provided Tesla with a slew of benefits to sell the electric vehicle in India. But at the last minute, he cancelled his trip and ended up in China instead. Musk was able to secure an approval for Tesla's self-driving cars to be sold in China as a result of this trip. This was crucial for the company. China is the world's largest market for EVs. These are some of the reasons why Musk rebuked India for China, write our partners at howindialives.com. Click the link to the story from the show notes in your app to see the charts accompanying the story. Indians love to shop, and they want their car to be delivered to their doorstep. While metro cities have always enjoyed widespread service, e-commerce penetration has also improved in smaller towns of India. But it's not just online marketplaces that are reaping the benefits. Logistics firms are enjoying the boom too. Priyam Vadasi writes that companies like Ecom Express, Express Bees, Shadowfax, and Delivery are earning a significant chunk of their revenue from Tier 2 and beyond cities. Priyamvada spoke to executives from the startup ecosystem for this story, one of whom told her that around 60% of growth is likely to come from smaller towns. Now, who doesn't like to save on tax? In India, the personal finance industry seemingly finds loopholes in no time. Often these are plugged by the authorities. The rules for a particular type of tax-saving insurance scheme with expensive premiums were changed. Now, any premium above 5 lakh rupees gets taxed at your income tax rate. But since the loophole was plugged, expensive life insurances have seldom found buyers. But fret not, another loophole has been found, reports Aparajita Sharma. For whole life insurance plans, insurers are offering a complex plan. One could avail a loan against the maturity proceeds of this scheme tax-free. It's an interesting idea for the time being. But Aparajita recommends checking with your tax advisor before entertaining this idea. Pepsi versus Coca-Cola has been a fight the world over. In most areas, Coke win by a comfortable margin. But in a particular segment in India, Pepsi has the upper hand. The energy drinks market. You might have seen it in any shop with a fridge, a small, bright red-colored plastic bottle named Sting. In just 6 years, Sting now makes up 15% of the total bottling capacity of Varun Beverages, the main bottler for Pepsi in India. Sting is a hit across social stratas, and at a starting price of Rs. 20, it is the most popular energy drink in India. Red Bull created this segment the world over, but Sting is the king in India and in nearby countries like Pakistan and Vietnam. Sumant Banerjee writes about this wildly popular product and what kind of potential it has in the Indian market right now. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Until then, have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.